Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. He served our nation for over 7 years before he was severely injured during training. He was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helps severely injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Friday, July 15th edition of the program. We got Joe Manchin telling Chuck Schumer that there's not going to be an economic package passed if it includes tax increases or energy provisions for the Green New Deal. So the Biden Build Back Broke agenda hitting yet another major hurdle. Let's hope it goes away for good. Los Angeles is on track to have a return of all indoor masking in Los Angeles County with millions and millions of people. Plus, you've got the recall underway there with George Gascon. Is it going to come through? Finally, we're going to talk about that. Another progressive prosecutor possibly getting the boot, as they all should, each and every one of them. Have you ever wanted to invest in real estate, but you didn't have the time or expertise to do it on your own? I felt exactly the same way until about a year ago when I met my friends at Done For You Real Estate. They found me an awesome property. They rented it out for me right away, and now I get a check every month like clockwork. Visit doneforyoubuck.com to see how this works. It's amazing. They take you through each step of the process, and you also learn a lot about why you should invest in real estate, why this market makes sense, how the whole process goes. They'll help you pick the house. They'll help you get the mortgage. They'll help you get the management company and the tenant in place. You start getting that free cash flow, and you now have a real asset. You know, times like these, you want real assets. You know, don't be running around throwing money into one of the hundreds of cryptos that's out there. Go to doneforyoubuck.com. Again, that is doneforyoubuck.com to begin your real estate investment journey today. So, first of all, Joe Biden's in the Middle East, and not much is going to come of this other than at some level, I guess, it is a respite from all of the failures that he has at home. Right, all of the disasters of his current presidency. First of all, we're donating COVID doses for the vaccine to the West Bank and Gaza.
I reversed the policies of my predecessor, and resumed aid to the Palestinians. More than a half a billion dollars in 2021. That's support for the economic development of the Palestinian people, to strengthen Palestinian security, to provide food for people to eat, to respond to the pandemic, including donating more than 1 million doses of COVID-19 to the West Bank and Gaza.
Right. So that's something that we should just note, that he's so pleased with the donation of vaccine. And yet we would want to ask ourselves, is it the old vaccine? You know, the one that isn't actually even set up for the new variants that are here, including Omicron, but also the newer ones. Is it a three dose? Is it the J&J, which is what I got? I'm just wondering, which vaccine are we giving them and what exactly is that supposed to do? But as you know, the vaccine now has become an article of religious faith for the libs. It is so amazing. It is so great, even though it clearly isn't. More on that in a moment. But the Biden agenda back here at home looks like it's going nowhere. Manchin told Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer yesterday that he will oppose an economic measure, meaning passing a bill that will spend a lot of money, will oppose it if it includes climate or energy provisions or boost taxes on the rich or corporations. And this is according to Democrats. This was reported, I believe, in Axios. So here we are. OK, here we are reading what we were hoping was going to be reported, I think, which is that the Biden agenda is not going to have some last minute. But maybe they'll figure out something, some way to spend more money, to do more, because the spending and the doing has worked out so well up to this point from these Biden clowns. It has obviously been a total mess. Here is Joe Manchin on the spending and why he doesn't want to go along with this one.
Basically, everyone should be very cautious of what we're doing and how we're approaching things now and looking at anything that could inflame the inflationary high numbers that we have.
Joe Manchin saved the Biden administration. This is the interesting part about this. Without Joe Manchin saying, hey, we're not going to pass Build Back Better and the trillions of dollars that that would have meant, without Joe Manchin saying no, the Democrats would be, we would be terrified of really runaway inflation, right? Inflation that everybody would know is just going to do what it does. And there's really no tools available to us to bring it down. So here we are. Here we are now seeing that Manchin can stand athwart his party and say, no, we're not going to do this. And they have no leverage against him whatsoever. If Manchin had gone along with him the last time, you would be looking at probably the biggest Republican majority in Congress in 100 years. That's what I think would have happened. As it is, it's looking pretty good, but it may be something along the lines, when all said and done, of what we had in 2010. It's not necessarily going to be a truly historic red wave. I hope it is, but we'll have to see. But these are the circumstances. This is the situation as it is playing out. And, you know, he understands that putting more money into the system, spending more government money when you're in a period of high inflation is a bad idea, which is pretty straightforward. And the Democrats are, they realize not only are they running out of slogans and talking points, they're running out of time to try to turn this around. Perception right now is not in their favor nationally. All the polls, they all show it. So what are they going to do? I'm trying to get ahead of their next move here. I'm trying to figure out what's the play going to be. January 6th stuff. I think they're holding in reserve the possibility of indicting Donald Trump, which would be fascinating. I mean, that would be, it would be such a move. I don't think they have the stones for it, but I think that they're holding it at least to keep their base happy. And maybe they could get Merrick Garland to go along with it. Maybe they could do, look, it wouldn't be an easy thing either. I mean, if Trump had to sit before a DC jury, that would not be good, folks. That would not be a good situation. I know everyone thinks, oh, they would never. If the DOJ decided to prosecute him and you got a dozen libs in D.C., which is basically just walk around and ask anybody on the street, right? I mean, the chances are it's 96% Democrat, my friends. You get a dozen libs who hate Trump on a jury. The crazier things have happened in our politics. I don't think they'll do it, but I'm not 100% sure they won't do it. And if they get desperate enough, I mean, imagine we have this massive red wave, and then Trump announces, and Trump is going to be, and the party rallies around Trump as the leader, and maybe they do try to bring a criminal. Look what they did with Russia collusion. I mean, they created a whole fake story about Trump and Putin and stealing the election. They obsessed over this for 3 years. They had a special counsel investigation. They were hoping to bring criminal charges then, but it was a total fantasy. January 6th is not a fantasy. They're just exaggerating it and making it seem like it was much worse than it is. So, remarkable possibilities ahead. I think the next 6 months in American politics could be one of the most fascinating periods we've seen in a long time, certainly since the 2016 election, but going even. I think it might be at that level. It'd be tough to beat that, but it might be at that level of crazy town. That's for sure. 6 years later. So we shall see, my friends. I want to talk about Gascon and the recall effort underway in just a second here, so stay with me. This is out in Los Angeles. And the mask mandate out there. These days, you use your personal info to do just about everything, right? Especially when you're online. And that info is just floating around out there. And it's so easy for identity thieves to get some of it and then just start taking out loans or credit cards in your name. It's bad news. And they steal your identity. It can ruin your credit. I've had to deal with a totally bogus hit on my credit report because of something that I didn't do, that somebody else did in my name. Thank heavens I had LifeLock. They told me about it. I learned about it. And LifeLock helped me fix it. I've had LifeLock for years. This is just something you need to have in the background for all your activity online. Just know that they've got your back, essentially. Because if you're the victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist from LifeLock will help you to work to fix it. Identity thieves have it far too easy. You need somebody who has your back. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can save up to 25% off your first year by going to LifeLock.com/buck. That's LifeLock.com/buck for 25% off your first year. LifeLock, identity theft protection starts here. Now, first of all, I'm going to be in L.A. on the Labor Day weekend, and I threw out like all my masks. And when I say my masks, I know there's a lot of disposable masks, but I had some special masks that were, let's just say, easier to breathe through than the standard mask. I threw them all out. And now I'm realizing that's probably premature because the libs are insane. I mean, these people are completely nuts. Los Angeles County, according to their health director, is on a glide path right now based on the caseload they have of COVID to bring back mask mandates everywhere indoors, restaurants, bars, everything, everywhere in the county of Los Angeles. Now, what have we seen in the past? When L.A. does it, then New York goes, oh, why are they protected and we're in so much danger? I have to put the mask on for the 15 minutes a day that I think I'm scared. And then, you know, the whole thing, it's all going to happen. They're going to try to bring this thing back. It's completely insane. Fauci's running around doing the usual. We need to put masks on. We need to do this. Fauci is the worst person in America. I really think he's done more damage to more people's health and psychology than any other person I can think of in America. Fauci is absolutely awful. And there are people who are still going with this. They're still pushing this. You would think that they could focus on trying to fix situations like out of control crime and just the deterioration of day-to-day life and the sense of safety and security you have in society in places like Los Angeles. But no, they want to bring back a mask mandate. The District Attorney Gascon, District Attorney Gascon is facing a recall. They've gotten past yet another hurdle. This guy's a progressive prosecutor. He just changed notifications for the families of people that were victims of criminals who are up for parole. So they won't be notified. So they won't show up to the parole hearing. Right. This is the whole point. Make it easier for people to get parole because, you know, maybe the judge can forget or it doesn't feel as unseemly as it would to give parole to somebody who, you know, bashed an old lady over the head with a hammer because, you know, he's having a bad day and wanted her handbag. That's tough to do when that old lady is in the galley or the gallery of the courthouse. But when no one knows, right? easier that way. These progressive prosecutors are a menace to our society. They're a menace in Los Angeles. We already got rid of one in San Francisco. And here is what happens when the governor of California, who's making noises about how he wants to run, perhaps, for president, Gavin Newsom, the slimiest, most disingenuous, oleaginous fellow you could ever find in American politics, when he's asked if the district attorney of the biggest city in his state and the second biggest city in America is doing a good job, this is what he says.
Well, I have an aversion to recalls, as you know, and I'm not convinced that's the best Democratic approach to solving every problem.
But is he doing a good job?
I don't know enough about the job he's done. I'm deeply concerned about the criticism, and we have expressed ourselves very publicly along those lines, including in Los Angeles, as it relates to some of the issue happening with retail theft, some of the issue was happening on the railroad yards, and I've expressed my own issues privately as well, and I'll leave the more objective analysis of his job to locals that will have the opportunity to make that determination.
He doesn't know if Gascon's doing a good job or not. He's the governor in the state where Los Angeles is, so he is the governor for Los Angeles. And he's not able to give an answer as to whether Gascon is doing a good job as district attorney. What do you think that's all about? He knows that even libs eventually get tired of their homes being broken into, their e-bikes being stolen, the refuse on the streets, the needles, the assaults, the having lunatics spit in their faces when they're trying to go get a cup of coffee in the morning. Even libs tire of that. They don't understand that it's the result of policies they support because it makes them feel good about themselves. But eventually they get a little bit sick of it. And I think that is where we are right now. So we will get into more of all this, my friends, on Monday. Thanks for hanging. Talk to you then. Shields high.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at, like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.